Sport on RTE Radio 1.
I'm Darren Frelsey with the Sports News. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. Yeah, what a win for Drogheda United in the Sports Direct FAI Cup yesterday. 2-0 win against Derry City. The goals coming from Andrew Quinn and Douglas James Taylor. A penalty from him. A lot of debate about that penalty and whether or not the foul was inside the box. But a 2-0 victory. Deserved 2-0 victory as well. And I'm not sure many people saw this one coming. Maybe the people of Drogheda did. No one really giving them a chance, because Drogheda are a team that has really struggled during the league throughout the season. They're actually playing a relegation playoff next Saturday. They're playing Brave. That's to see if they can stay in the Premier Division. The Drogheda manager is Kevin Doherty, and he was remembering his late father, who inspired him to get involved in the sport when John Kenny spoke to him at the final whistle.
Thinking of my dad, you know. And probably if it was 1-0, I wouldn't have had the chance. So it's such a massive achievement. And I just know, and like the amount of messages I'm getting from people telling him today about your dad, because a lot of people would have known him, you know. So, and I have my whole family here, mum, brother and sister, kids, the daughter obviously in the pitch with me. But look, I'm all right now.
In terms then, you've got to refocus now for that game against Bray next week. I suppose it's a bit of a pity that the game was after the cup final.
Look, we've said we will focus on that. We've already made myself and Dara obviously done a fair bit of work in the background, obviously the players have to be very focused on that stuff. So. No, we'll get going again. Fastest rest of training tomorrow, believe it or not. It's a strange one. We're obviously, cup final's normally the last one, but it's not this year, and we just have to make sure that we get ourselves recovered and right and ready for Saturday.
They're training the day after the cup final.
Training today. I'm sure they had a little celebration last night, which is allowed.
That's tough going on Derry. I mean, they were in line for winning a league and cup double. They finished fourth, which means they didn't qualify for Europe, and they don't qualify for Europe
after
winning
the
cup. That's a
tough, tough season on them, absolutely. But well done to Drogheda. More on that match later on. In the Premier League, Chelsea and Arsenal drew 1-1. Four games now for Arsenal without a win, and 9 points off the top of the table. That's not concerning their manager, Mikel Arteta, though. He says he just wants his side to get back to winning ways.
I think now we cannot change that. You know, the only thing we can change, improve especially, is what I'm focusing on, which is to get everybody fit and available in the best condition. And if we do that, we will have chances to reconnect there, but the focus has to be there.
Elsewhere, Manchester United beat Leicester City 3-0, Newcastle 3-1 winners at Nottingham Forest, and Ipswich pulled off a 2-0 win away to Tottenham. In Scotland, Celtic overcame Kilmarnock 2-0 and Rangers 1-0 winners against Hearts. Pádraig Pearse's beat Corrigan in the Connacht Club Football Championship. Wins also for RD, Tullamore and Leinster. Dr. Crokes beat Castlehaven, the reigning Munster champions, and victory there also for Éire Óg. Clonairin and Errigal Kieran have qualified for the Ulster semi-finals. And the final senior county final was played yesterday. Lotray beat Capitagal. It's their first title in 18 years. They beat their neighbours Cappy, a side appearing in the very first final, by 2 points. And former Galway player Johnny Cohen, it was his first ever county title.
We never thought this day would come. The outpour of joy, the outpour of emotion is here for everyone to see. There's no one even running to get the cup. We just want to get around and celebrate with the fans. Like, it's been so long coming, and like, everyone is here. I mean, I don't think there's anyone left in the town at all. Like, there's so much goodwill, so much desire to get over the line, and look, it's a long time coming. But
18 years, Johnny. What age were you when you last won it?
2006. I was 15, I think it was. Yeah, so I wasn't even part of that. So
I've lost a few.
Yeah. Look.
And you've done. This is your sixth final, is it?
Well, I lost five and I drew two, so this is the sixth year of it. Like, so.
Wow.
It's incredible, really. And like, you know, Thomas's were there all along, and Cappy are formidable opponents. Like, they had our number there for a good few years as well. And just get over the line is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant scenes there in Athenry yesterday. Two big rugby games yesterday. Fiji beat Wales in Cardiff. That 24-19 loss for Wales, their 10th consecutive loss. South Africa got the better of Scotland. That means there was a complete clean sweep for the Southern Hemisphere against the Northern Hemisphere teams at the weekend. In golf, Rory McIlroy remains well-placed to win a sixth Race of Dubai title this coming week. He finished tied for third at the Abu Dhabi Championship. He ended on 21 under par, 3 shots behind the eventual winner, Paul Waring, while Tom McKibben was 19 under par, Shane Lowry 18 under there. And finally, in in the basketball, Ireland remain without a win in Group E of the Women's European Championship qualifiers. They had a 90-61 defeat to Israel. That took place in Latvia. And Bridget Hurley scored 27 points for Ireland. She was the top scorer. They'll resume the campaign in February. One game yesterday in the Men's Super League. It ended UCC Demons 106, Neptune 76. I'll be back with more sport in an hour, Karen.